I'll give you our little log line here. During World War II, in a small German farming community, three siblings have to cope with their father's tuberculosis diagnosis, anti-German sentiment, and the poverty of wartime farming. But instead of getting caught up in all those hardships, they find a way to overcome them using music, Cubs baseball, their heritage and faith, and they move on and thrive. And that's just kind of like the, if you look at our IMDb, it kind of has a version of that on there. So it's based on true events of my father's childhood. So he's one of the children. And I was inspired about 4 years ago to write a series of short stories based on his childhood. And those were called Real Prayers, are said in German. And one thing led to another. Really, I just was going to give those to my family as a Christmas gift. No thought, even though I'm a professional actress, I was like, no, But a screenwriter friend of mine read them, and she convinced me that this is content. First of all, this point of view hasn't been told very often from the German-American point of view. Secondly, there is a large need for this intergenerational family content. We have plenty of horror films and films that explore social and political issues, but what content do we have that's live action that multiple generations can enjoy together? And I thought, okay. So this friend and I collaborated, wrote the screenplay, and here we are almost 4 years later. It's been a long journey, but getting ready to do principal photography in the area where the story first took place.
You're shooting here on location in Peoria. Can you give me a couple examples? I mean, where are you going? I mean, obviously there's historic sites all over the
Yes,
city,
there
but
are. Yes,
yeah.
there are. So we're using the Tri-County area. So some locations, Peoria, Tazewell, Woodford. A perfect example, in fact, I just spoke with their woman in charge of, I guess, rentals, Molly Cruzen Bishop, yesterday. She's in charge of the GAR Hall. And we will be using that for the site of our USO dance scene. Of the three children, Ruth is the oldest, Billy, which is my father's character, and then the youngest is Margie. But Ruth, in real life, really sang on the radio for WMBD. They had a youth radio program. And because she was quite accomplished as a singer, she sang at local USO dances. And she really did sing at the GAR. So that's one location. Another location that we're hoping to use would be a local Catholic church. There's a couple little church scenes. This family was Catholic that they would be in. We'll be using a local farmhouse and locations out on the outskirts of the city for those. I haven't spoken with them yet. So if you're listening to this, just know I will be contacting you, but I'm aware of a couple schools in the area that still have the old chalkboards and the wood floors. Greeley, I believe, is one, possibly St. Mark's, that we will hope to use for a schoolroom scene. So those are just some examples.
And you're casting right now. Can we talk a little bit about the people who are playing the characters you have so far, and maybe you're still looking for people, correct?
Right. So we are actually in negotiations right now, excuse me, with a couple of named talent, which everybody will recognize to play the parents. So until that's finalized, I'm not at liberty to say. So you just have to have me back, see, so
Okay,
we can talk about it.
yeah.
And that's important because without at least one name actor, your film has very little chance of being distributed when it's independent. It's just a fact. Just is. So, in addition to that, though, having grown up in this area, I'm so well aware of the large amount of talent that we have here. And we have a wonderful arts community that really nurtures acting and music and all of that. So, we are having actors, whether they have any experience or not, who might want to be considered for a role in the film, submit through our service. There's a link, it's on our Facebook page, say it in German. This link will tell you exactly how to submit your video, because for film, we don't want to see a picture. You know, with photoshopping and all that, we all don't look like our pictures anymore, usually. So we're just asking for a brief 60-second video telling us your name, age, where you live, a little monologue, maybe a story, maybe a joke. We have to have them all by March 6th. We'll look at them. And if we decide you might be right for a speaking role, then you'll get an email from us by March 11th to come to an in-person call, which is at the end of March. That's a very typical process for an independent film. We're hoping to cast a lot of these roles here If there's some that we don't, then we will have a call later in the spring in Chicago. But we're really hoping to get a lot of them here. Intergenerational means that not only will this appeal to multiple generations, but we have leads in every age group in our film so that there's always someone you can relate to.
Fantastic. Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.